Well, the challenges in general in this area is that unfortunately the conflict is not over. And the same people who flee and then after a few months return to their areas of origin have to flee again, usually even several times a year. So it is really, really difficult to try to help people stabilize their lives and rebuild their lives. Usually when they go back to their home areas, they find their houses looted or destroyed, and their fields destroyed, and all their agricultural tools also either stolen or broken. So it's very, very difficult for them to re-begin their life again. And ACT members are also trying to help the returnees to restart their lives. But the continuing conflict is really the main challenge. In some areas also, the ACT partners work in extremely dangerous areas. For example, the South Lubero area at the moment, which is sort of in the middle of the North Kivu province, is a very dangerous area at the moment. There are daily looting raids to local villages. There are almost daily attacks on vehicles along the road. So some of our partners are working really in extremely precarious conditions. So that is one of the challenges as well, because we cannot go to certain places where people desperately need help, but the humanitarian access is extremely restricted because of the insecurity.